Today is Monday, October 23rd, 2006, and you are listening to Bits of Brain. It's time for American Idol Update. And first, just let me say that the changes that I'm making to this podcast include music background to all the segments. This is the first one that I've compiled. I made it in GarageBand. I hope that you'll like it. I'm excited to make them for all the other segments. Speaking of segments, I'll be adding a few to the podcast, including a goals segment, because it's important that I have progress to track, because this whole podcast is supposed to be about me making goals and fulfilling them. Today, I'm going to talk about A Thousand Different Ways. It's Clay Aiken's new album. It was released on the 19th of September. Now, the album consists of nothing but love songs, and 10 of them are covers. There are only 4 new songs in the album. And Merry Christmas with Love, his last album, was all covers too. It's been 3 years since Measure of a Man came out, and he has 4 new songs. It's really disappointing. I don't really know why they decided to do this. Clive Davis and Clay Aiken decided it. Originally, they were going to have an album of all new songs. They had all these songwriters lined up, really, really talented ones, and they just decided to go off on a tangent and reminisce about old love songs. But these have already been sung. And you know, Clay Aiken, even though his voice is absolutely phenomenal, it's gonna take more than pipes to sell albums. His first album, Measure of a Man, it sold 613,000 copies in its first week and went double platinum within 1 month. It made record history. His second album, Merry Christmas with Love, it went platinum within 6 weeks. And his new album, even though he sings amazingly, you can totally tell, because it only sold 205,000 in the first week, and it's been out for a month, and it's only sold 300,000 copies. Janet Jackson's new album, what was it called again? Y2O? It was declared a dud after 500,000 copies within 2 weeks. And Clay Aiken's been out for a month, and he's not even anywhere near that. It's just amazing that they decided to do this, because I don't know, it's just not doing well at all, even though it debuted number 2 on the Billboard, and it's number 20 now. You know, the record executives don't care about that. They want to make money, and if it's not selling, then they're not making money. And they're going to be hesitant to make another album with him, because this one flopped. He doesn't have much leverage in making another album now because of how poorly this one is doing. I'm concerned, because it's so soon in his career to get all nostalgic. I mean, Martina McBride, she has truckloads of albums, and then her latest one, Timeless, she decided to get nostalgic with country, but that one worked. It was a really fun album, but this is merely a compilation of love songs that everyone is hearing on the radio anyway. It's not doing well. It's just a karaoke album. And no, who am I to diss covers? What do I sing every other week on this podcast? Yes, a cover, but still, I'm not professional. I am not the second place American Idol winner, and I don't have Clive Davis and millions of dollars behind me. So I'm gonna sing covers, because I'm trying to work towards original material. But then there's Clay Aiken, and he has all these amazing people at his disposal, and all he does is sing covers. It's just incredible. When they could have had all new songs, if he wants to have an album of love songs, then write love songs. But they have to pay the royalties for the original songwriters and the original artists, instead of being able to make all that money themselves. And I don't know, even though he did a really good job singing all those songs, it just wasn't the best business decision. I will play you a 30-second sample of one of the singles off of his album. It's called Without You. I'm sure all of you guys have heard this song before, but still, he did a really good job. As you can see, he's brilliant. But even though he's got the voice of the century, people want new music. This is a new segment. It is when I talk about my goals. I forgot to mention that I'm going to be adding an interview section to my podcast. I'm going to try to get in touch with Rick Farrell. He is a songwriter. He wrote Where Would You Be for Martina McBride, and he also wrote some things for Tim McGraw. And I've talked to him a couple of times. He's really cool, and hopefully I'll be able to get him on the show. Goals. Actually, I had a really big meeting tonight with my whole family. All of us are trying to work for different things, and we all set large goals for ourselves, and mine was to have all the material for my EP written by December 31st. I'm a little nervous because it's a big goal. I have one more time written, but we're going to try to add some more little parts to that, like with a harmonica or a penny whistle. And Empty, I'm hoping to change a little bit on it because I think it's a little too, it's not commercial enough, and so I'm going to spice it up so it's a little more catchy. And Two-Face Cowboy is still in the making, and then I have to write two more songs. Oh, and I have until the end of the year, and I'm kind of nervous. Definitely a lot nervous. I'm very nervous, but still, my whole family's going to help me, and we're going to be able to set aside time. And it's an aggressive goal, but I have to be able to get it done, because my goal for a while has been to have my EP done by the time I'm 15. That's absolutely crucial. And so from December 31st until March 11th, I will be producing the material. Oh, I am... I'm just excited and exhilarated and absolutely terrified all at the same time, but I have to grow and I have to push myself, and this is definitely a bit of a challenge, but I'm excited because I think I'm going to make it. Of course, you know, my dad says that I should just talk about what I really want, because I've just been singing at rest homes and singing covers, and I'm just at a standstill, sort of in a rut, and so I need to talk about what I really want. And it made me think, but I think my ultimate goal is to be able to make a living singing and writing, because it's what I love to do most of all. But not only just to make a living out of it, but be able to get my things out there, and hopefully, if I can just touch one person, then that's going to be good enough for me. Because, you know, I just love to be able to just sing for the enjoyment of other people, and that's just everything to me. And to be able to make a living off of the thing that just fills me with so much joy and passion is just absolutely wonderful, and that's what I want. And so I have to start writing more music, because that's the only way I'm going to be able to touch people. And so I'm getting started, and I've got a month and a half to get 5 songs under my belt, so wish me luck. It is time for open mic, and I have one email. Let's see who it's from. Tim Costello. Let's see what it says. Hi, Bryn. That I'd shoot you down some new questions, like, when you're not podcasting and singing and taking the whole world by storm, what do you like to do for fun? Also, what are your favorite movies and TV shows? Also, how do you locate Apple stores? These are kind of random, but I hope it's cool. Tim, let's see. My favorite things to do. Well, I love to make things, like crocheting and knitting. And I'm not an old grandma, I am only 14. But I love to make things so much. It's just fun being able to just create something and then give it to someone. Oh, it's just really, I love to make things for everybody. For Christmas, I'm completely crazy. There's only 64 days left till Christmas, and I'm kind of stressing out because I've got all these presents to make everyone. I get really carried away, but 'tis the season to be jolly and make things. I just love it. It's so much fun. My favorite TV shows. Well, actually, I don't watch television. I haven't watched TV since American Idol was off the air or off season. Yeah, I just never have time to watch TV. But when I do watch TV, I always watch Fox. I watch House and 24 and American Idol, of course. I guess, I don't know, when I'm, what?
In BitTorrent?
Yeah. In BitTorrent?
You watch stuff off the net that I grab.
Yeah, but I don't watch TV.
You watch it off the computer, it's the same thing.
Oh, Heroes! I watch Heroes. Oh, there we are. I watch Heroes. That's what I like to watch. That's my dad in the background. That's what I like to watch. Heroes. That's the only TV show I watch. I watched Who Wants to Be a Superhero as well. Thanks, Dad. I forgot. My favorite movie is The Truman Show by a landslide. And after that is Pride and Prejudice because I'm a hopeless romantic and that's like the best movie in the world. Thank you very much, Tim. Oh, also, he has a podcast. It's called Smallville Superfan. At kryptontim.podomatic.com and smallvillesuperfan.com. He says, visit it even if you don't like Smallville, because it might sound kind of self-centered, but I gotta keep it going before it hits the podcast black hole. Love the podcast. My favorite part is the song of the week, when you get to hear your wonderful voice each week or whenever it gets out. Tim, Salt Lake City. Well, thank you very much, Tim. And if any of you listening would like to ask me a question, you can email me at bitsofbrin.com, BITZOFBRIN, or you can go to my webpage, bitsofbrin.com, and there's an audio link in the right-hand corner. We're kind of redesigning it right now, so it looks kind of drab, but it's a pink and black icon, and for those of you who would like to know, the microphone in that icon is an SM58, which is what I absolutely adore to record my podcast with. Just a little bit of trivia for you. It's a great microphone, just so you know. It's absolutely fabulous, and it's only $100. But you can click on that link, and you can record your voice, and you can be on my podcast, and you can ask me anything. Of course, my dad listens to these questions first, so make sure their dad's safe. But I like to do the open mics to prepare myself, because sometimes I trip over my words, as you can probably tell, and I need to be ready for any interviews that might come along. One time, there was this woman who wanted to interview me for a teen girl magazine. Unfortunately, before we were able to do the interview, they canceled the magazine, so it didn't work out. But still, I always need to be prepared, so ask me a question. For Song of the Week, I am going to sing Have You Ever Been in Love by Celine Dion. Now, this is a bit of a departure from the country genre, but I really wanted a stretch because I haven't had one in a while. And actually, I have started taking regular voice lessons from a level 5 speech level singing instructor. I am so excited. He is absolutely amazing. I just learned so much every lesson. I mean, I used to take from a level 1, and I love her so much. She's amazing. But, you know, with a level 5, it's just like, poof, you can sing like an absolute diva. It's amazing. I love it. This song is the first song I ever heard by Celine Dion, and I was so incredibly jealous of her because she could hit all these amazing notes. And now I'm hitting them, and I'm just so happy. It's $75 a lesson, which is pretty steep, but it's totally worth it. The master, Seth Riggs, is $300 a lesson, and that's really steep. He's in California. I hope to get a lesson from him before he dies. He's pretty old. Well, I don't know. He's like in his 70s, I think. But, you know, that's like the average lifespan. So I really want to have a lesson from him because he must be amazing. But I love my teacher, and I want you to give me feedback because I have 100 subscribers, and I love every single one of you. Thank you so much for listening to me, but I never hear from any of you, and I want to know what you think. Tell me, am I getting my money's worth?
Have you ever been in love? You could touch the moonlight when your heart is shooting stars. You're holding heaven in your arms. Have you ever been so in love? Have you ever walked on air? Ever felt like you are dreaming? Though you never thought it could, but it really feels that good. Have you ever been so in love? Have you ever been in love? You could touch the moonlight when your heart is shooting stars. You're holding heaven in your arms. Been so in love. The time is spent waiting for something that was heaven sent. When you find it, don't let go. I know. Have you ever said a prayer? All my hope is being restored, and I ain't looking anymore. Have you ever been so in love? Have you? So believe that you ain't leaving. Somewhere you gonna stay. Yeah, yeah. When you finally found time is spent waiting for something that was heaven sent. When you find it, don't let go. I know. 'Cause have you ever been in love? You could touch the moonlight. You can the stars, it doesn't matter near or far. Have you ever been so in love? Have you ever been in love? Have you ever been in love? So love.